Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
Yes, I do think that could happen, but I just think, and this is what hasn't made a lot of sense to a lot of people externally, is you've probably got then almost the two best ruckmen in the competition in your best 22. So you sort of want to both play in ruck. And I know Brody Grundy has spent time forward, but hasn't been a huge success there. He's a great ruckman. And yes, he needs to recapture his best and fairest form. And Max Gawn is such a great ruckman too. I just think you just need him in the ruck as well. So I'm not sure how that all plays out.
Could it work? Could you envisage a scenario, ask a real layman question here, where they both are on the field at once?
Yep.
One station forward, one station to kick behind the ball, and they just ruck at opposite ends of the ground?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Front half, back half, or front half and defensive half. Yeah, that definitely could work. And I like Sean's idea too about, you know, potentially playing Tom McDonald a little bit higher and Wiedemann sort of as that floating sort of third tall. And maybe we don't know something that Melbourne know about Max Gawn's health too. Like, we expect him to play forever, but maybe he's, you know, it's a barbaric position, the ruck. They do put their bodies through enormous amounts of contact each season. So
it's a good term for it.
Oh, is it ever? My friends from overseas, when they watch our game, that's the one part of our game that I don't understand a lot of it, but why these two guys at the start of the game and each just quarter and then just
like jousting without sticks.
Coming and charging at each other, jumping into each other with their knees up. But yeah, it hasn't made a lot of sense for a lot of people, the Grundy-Melbourne deal and how it plays out with Max Gawn. But there's some smarter people than us behind the scenes, I'm sure, who have got a great plan of how it is going to work.